Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, April 10th. A collision involving a school bus briefly closed Highway 6 near Hepworth yesterday afternoon. Grey Rouse OPP say no one on the bus was hurt. The driver of the other vehicle involved suffered minor injuries. The incident closed the highway between Hepworth and Shouldice Road. No word of charges will be laid in relation to the collision. Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy says he was surprised to learn about the Ontario government's plan to expand strong mayor powers. The province announced yesterday it will offer enhanced authority to mayors in 169 more municipalities starting next month, including Owen Sound and most others in Bruce and Grey counties.
Didn't have any prior knowledge and it kind of caught us off guard. We'll have to have a look at it and see what it means. I think at the end of the day, any decision that gets made on behalf of the community really has to be well informed, and so that doesn't really change.
Passing bylaws with less support to advance housing or related infrastructure and vetoing certain decisions of council are among the enhanced powers for mayors in strong mayor towns. There's also increased authority to appoint the chief administrative officer and reorganize municipal departments. A meeting about planned work on High Street goes tonight in Southampton. It will deal with construction, parking, traffic, and the project schedule for Phase 1, which is from Victoria Street to Grosvenor Street. The High Street reconstruction project includes underground infrastructure, road work, and changes to parking and landscaping. Tonight's meeting's from 5:30 to 6 at Southampton Town Hall. Huron Bruce's NDP candidate says she wants to see action on housing and affordability. Melanie Barrett is a high school library clerk and had volunteered for the NDP nearly two decades before becoming their candidate in Huron Bruce this election.
I really hope that people start to wake up. I really hope that they start to understand that they should be demanding better. They deserve better.
Canadians will head to the polls on April 28th. In addition to Barrett, Conservative incumbent MP Ben Lobb, Liberal James Rice, Gregory J. McLean of the Green Party, and two independents will also be on the ballot in Huron Bruce. A new community pavilion in Chatsworth set to have its walls built this weekend. The Chatsworth Ag Society is heading up the project at the site of the former Chatsworth Arena. Past President Sherry Brick says the new building will also include a kitchen and a washroom to allow it to function as an event venue.
It will just be so nice to have a place that we can tuck in under. We're going to have curtains on the sides of the building that can be put down when the weather's not that great. So that's going to really extend the life and the use of the building.
And in national news, U.S. President Donald Trump has paused reciprocal tariffs imposed on dozens of countries. However, steep duties on imports from China remain, as do previously announced border taxes affecting Canadian goods. Financial markets rallied sharply on the news of Trump's 90-day tariff pause. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading, poised to give back a little bit of yesterday's record-setting game, one of the best sessions in recent history. Best day for the S&P 500 since 2008 on Trump's tariff pause. Major rally across the board. The Dow was up more than 2,900 points, nearly 8% to 40,608. The S&P 500 closed 9.5% higher. Tech stock benchmark, the NASDAQ, up more than 12%. At the bell yesterday, while the TSX advanced 1,200 points to 23,723. Bitcoin down more than a half percentage point this morning, hovering at around 81,700 US. The price of oil is off 2%, $60.90 per barrel, while gold's trading 1% higher at $3,130 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.07 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. With 1 week to go in the regular season, the Maple Leafs lead the Atlantic by three after their OT win in Tampa. Matthew Nye's got the hat trick. Leafs host Montreal on Saturday. Canadians hold the East's final available playoff spot. They got some help when the Flyers beat the Rangers. That result also put New Jersey into the playoffs. Devils will play Carolina in round one. Connor McDavid returned and had three assists in the Oilers' win over St. Louis. Calgary lost in overtime, but gained a point on the Blues. Minnesota outscored San Jose. That one eliminated Vancouver. Gabe Landeskog, who hasn't played since Colorado won the Cup in 2022, could be coming back. He started an AHL conditioning stint. Blue Jays defeated the Red Sox. They go for the sweep this afternoon. The Raptors won their final home game of the season by 30 over Charlotte. Luka Doncic scored 45 in his return to Dallas. Lakers clinched a playoff spot. And today is round one of the Masters. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Hanover Barons blank the Orillia Terriers 6-0 to take a 3-1 series lead in the PJHL North Conference Final. And rounds 1-3 of the OHL Priority Selection are set to go tomorrow night. The Owen Sound Attack pick 5th overall. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Mainly cloudy today and a high of 4. Tonight, cloudy and a low of minus 2. Sunshine tomorrow and a high of 8. And Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and 8.